Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. Well, not to waste any time, let's go right into it. Today's show is Sick and Tired. And I know that this particular show is going to resonate with a lot of people because I know a lot of you that are listening, be it live or listening to the archives, are sick and tired of what? You're sick and tired of things not going right. You're sick and tired of people telling you that they're going to do things that they don't do. You're sick and tired of dealing with sycophants or kiss butts. You're sick and tired of dealing with companies that don't appreciate you. You're sick and tired of dealing with spouses or significant others that don't treat you correctly. You're sick and tired of your kids not doing what they're supposed to do, even though you've given them probably the best parts of your life, and that also goes for some of your companies. You're sick and tired of people trying to sell to you when you should be trying to grow networks and trying to get to know each other so that you can create that know, like, and trust atmosphere. You're sick of bill collectors calling you. You're sick of people calling you and trying to sell you stuff. You're sick of people blowing smoke up your tuchus. You're sick of a whole myriad of different things. In some cases, you're sick of being sick, and in some cases, you are just sick and tired of being sick and tired. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's what today's show is all about. Today's show is all about all of the people that let you down, all of the people that fail, from the kids that won't dump the garbage or clean their rooms to the people that are in your cubicle next to you that are uncourteous or smelly or don't know how to act right, to the people that can't even say thank you when you hold the door for them. I, ladies and gentlemen, like all of you, am a regular, everyday human being. I know that none of us are really regular, everyday human beings. We are all special, we are all gifted, and we all have a gift to give and to share. We all have a magic and a greatness within us. However, why does it always seem like there's a number of knuckleheads out there that just cannot comply? And when I say cannot comply, I'm not saying that they need to be on any script. I'm not saying that they need to make you happy. I'm not saying that they need to live up to your expectations. But these are people that don't even live up to their own expectations. These are people that blow smoke up your tuchus. These are people that talk the talk but do not, I repeat, do not walk the walk. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I am just tired. And I am assuming that everybody that is listening to the sound of my voice, and when you saw sick and tired, you just had to listen, are actually listening today. You know, each and every one of us has, well, let's put it back this way. All of us are trying to work on our what? Financial capital. We're all trying to build our bottom ends, you know, our bottom lines. We're all trying to acquire a certain level of security, a certain level of financial independence, a certain nest egg at the end of this journey, or excuse me, it's really not the end of this journey, but somewhere towards the latter parts of our journey so that we can move on and enjoy the fruits of the world that we live in. Now, I'm in America, and America is what? It's the melting pot. It's where a whole lot of great things are going on, and it's where opportunity is overwhelmingly plentiful. And when I say that in the sense of looking at other countries where the opportunities that you have in the United States of America, you do not have anyplace else. I'm not saying that there aren't other places that are beautiful and phenomenal and excellent to go to. But understand this. If you don't have the money, then guess what? It doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter what kind of tropics that you're in. You can't afford it. So here in the United States is a place where you can actually earn that money, have the land of plenty, all of those things. And that's why so many people that aren't originally from this country come here and excel. Why? Because they have a appreciation to be here, and they have a work ethic from someplace else, and they apply it. I'm not saying that some of them aren't crooks, or some of them aren't shysters, or some of them aren't people that don't get, how they say, follow up, follow through, and always do what they're going to say. But for the most part, most of these other groups and cultures have a tendency to stick together, and the bottom line is reached. Now, why am I sick and tired? I am sick and tired of people that you help, you help, you help, and they can never help you. I am sick and tired of the people that you give and you give and you give to, and they never give back. I'm sick and tired of the people that you do stuff for, and they send you an email or a message or a nice whatever, whatever, and go, listen, that was phenomenal. I am really thankful for what you did for me, and it's been a huge advantage, or it's been an advantage to me, or I'm just appreciative. What can I do for you? And then you actually share that with them because they offered. You didn't ask. They offered, and then they end up doing absolutely nothing. They end up blowing smoke out of your ear, and then 3 weeks later, 3 months later, or 3 years later, you see that same person, and they're either doing fine or they're coming to you a second time to ask you for something else. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it is just amazing how many people are just so full of crap, so full of caca, so boisterous, but yet say nothing. You know, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, what is most important to you in your life? I would assume that besides your religious beliefs, and we're going to talk about that too, but besides your religious beliefs, your most valuable asset is you. I would believe that that's correct, because guess what? If you weren't living, then you wouldn't have any needs. You wouldn't have any wants. You wouldn't have any desires, and you wouldn't have to worry about anything. You wouldn't be worried about the tax man. You wouldn't be worried about the bills. You wouldn't be worried about your gas tank being full or empty. You wouldn't be worrying about having food in your refrigerator, having heat in your house, or having air conditioning, depending on where it is that you live, or even having a roof over your head. However, it perplexes me to no end how many people are experiencing levels of success, and they are just so irresponsible. They are untrustworthy like nobody's business. You know, they are not people with character. They are characters. And if you look at the page, if you look at the show's page, I've got a thing with a bunch of Disney characters. Now, of course, Disney has absolutely nothing to do with this show. However, that's what I'm talking about. Those characters are what? They're cartoons. They're somebody's imagination, somebody's dreams. They're supposed to be goofy. They're supposed to be slick. They're supposed to be great. They're supposed to be heroes. They're supposed to be beautiful. They're supposed to be ugly. They're supposed to be short. They're supposed to be tall. They're supposed to be fat. They're supposed to be skinny. But what are they? They're the figments of somebody's imagination that they put on paper, added color to it, found somebody to do a voice, and then that's what we have as entertainment. They are cartoons. They are characters. However, we live in a world where people fit those particular genres. You know, you look at a goofy and you think about somebody that you know is goofy. You know, you see somebody, Tarella Tavil or whatever it is from what the heck was the name of that show with the Dalmatians, and you can see a person that fits that. You know, it's amazing. I had an HR representative that I worked with years ago that fits the Tarella Tavil or whatever the heck her name is. The woman was just bad, you know. And the funniest part about the whole thing is that the lady doesn't see how caustic she is, how negative she is. And this is a person in a human resources position. You know, it just amazes me how many people in business just do not follow through. You know, again, I was saying earlier that, you know, you have what we call financial capital. Financial capital is you've invested money, you own property, you've got a certain amount, a certain nest egg. With that nest egg, because of your ability to acquire money, to collect money, you now are able to do certain things on a personal level, on a business level, on a charitable level. All right? That is how you, what? By taking care of your money, you get financial capital. All right? You get financial capital. However, so many people have, I'm not saying that they don't have any, but if you really look at how they deal with people across the board, they have no social capital. And what's social capital? Social capital is the accumulation of interactions that you've had with people, how you've dealt with them, how you've positioned yourself with those individuals, and how you've accumulated a relationship of trust, dependability, confidence, you know, because you've helped these people out. You've done different things for them, all of the above. So if we go into social capital is the accumulation of resources developed in the course of a social interaction, especially through personal and professional networks, and also resources. And, you know, it's the part of you sharing ideas, you sharing knowledge, you know, you presenting opportunities, you sharing information, your contacts. You know, of course, you know, you want to talk about referrals and things like that. And from these things, as you grow social capital, for everybody that's listening, as you're growing social capital, what should be ended up happening? This should include trust, confidence, friendship, your good deeds, your goodwill. I just don't see, and maybe it's me, but I just don't see where people are actually putting forth the effort to really grow their capital. You know, it was really amazing. I remember probably about 2 or 3 years ago, I was talking with somebody that's a well-renowned speaker, and the guy said to me, you know, the interesting thing about being an American is that you automatically have a certain quality of life. You can be an idiot and still have a phenomenal quality of life. You can be pretty much incompetent, have no morals, have no character, and still have a great level of life. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to start doing what we say we're going to do. We need to start walking the walk and talking the talk. You know, I was saying a minute ago that we are going to talk a little bit about that other part. Well, that other part is, ladies and gentlemen, let's be honest. Let's be totally, totally honest. And I know that some people aren't going to like what I'm about to say. But we need to stop praying to the sky, worshiping the sky, and yet we don't know the neighbor across the street. In some cases, if you're in an apartment, you barely know the neighbor next door and you share a wall, townhouse. Doesn't matter what you're talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world of people. The afterlife is got an eternity. You have a short amount of time on this planet. You're only going to be breathing for a short amount of time in the scheme of things, as in the earth itself is what? Thousands upon millions of years old. However, what are we doing? We're not taking care of our land. We don't take care of our animals. We're not farming like we should. We're not rotating crops, all of these different things. There's diseases that exist today that didn't exist 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 200 years ago. Why? Because we're not being proper stewards. We're not being proper stewards of our relationships. We're not being proper students of our business relationships. And we're actually lowering ourselves. We're starting to accept things from people that 6 years ago, 6 months ago, weren't acceptable. Things are starting to come into our lives that are just toxic. They're toxic to us on a moral basis. They're toxic to us on an ethical basis. They're toxic to us on our relationships. You know, the other day I was listening to a show where the ladies were talking about relationships. And it was interesting to see the interaction between men and women, those of a very religious faith, and not saying that anybody's wrong, and those that aren't, those that are older, talking about how they used to have relationships and what used to be a requirement, to what's a requirement now, what's acceptable now. Ladies and gentlemen, there is enough business, there is enough things out there and success out there for every single person on the planet to be happy. Not everybody wants to be rich. Not everybody wants to be wealthy. Not everybody wants to be a basketball player, a football player. And there's not everybody that wants to be a nurse or a doctor or a scientist or an engineer. However, everybody, to the best of my knowledge, wants to be happy. And I would assume that you would look at yourself and look at the qualities that you want to see, the qualities that you want others to present to you, that you should be wanting to present to them. You know, it's just irks me to no end. All right, I am loyal, I am trustworthy, I am dependable, I am all of those things. Am I perfect? Heck no. Do I have issues? Heck yes. However, I walk the walk and talk the talk. I talk the talk and walk the walk. Why? Because I expect every other individual that I deal with, that I come in contact with, to do the same thing, to give it their all. Now, if you can't give it your all, okay, or maybe your all is what you're giving, then you really need to work on some stuff, all right? Because guess what? I'm not expecting anybody to walk water, and I know that nobody's expecting me to walk water. But understand this. If you're expecting me to meet you at a certain level, and if you're expecting someone else to meet you at a certain level, then you need to be willing to do what's necessary to meet them at that level, or to have qualities that make up for the qualities that you don't have. Because, again, none of us are perfect. None of us can be just like somebody else. None of us can give just like somebody else. Not all of us are in the same mental category, financial category, physical appearance category. You know, not all of us believe in the same religion, all of that other stuff, but most of that's irrelevant. And why is that? Because every single one of you and me are part of something that is huge. It is called the human race. Every single one of us has a responsibility. Okay, yes, I said it. It's that big R word, responsibility, to try to do the best we can and to also be there for our fellow man. I don't care if the person's in your bloodline. I don't care if the person's in your church or your synagogue or your temple. I don't care if the person is the same hue as you. I don't care what the person's preferences are. I don't care what sports team they're with. I don't care what freaking political party they're affiliated with. You and I are part of something called the human race. And the human race, ladies and gentlemen, we are failing. We're failing each other, and we're failing ourselves. And the saddest part about that is that each and every one of us supposedly loves each other, loves themselves more than anything else. However, we're constantly failing ourselves. We're constantly putting toxins in our body. We're constantly not keeping our word. We're constantly not doing the things necessary. You know, it's amazing. I had a conversation with a lady, two weeks ago, and we were talking about the fact that she was complaining because the wedding ring or something like that that she got, the stone was small, and she wanted to get a bigger stone. So we were also talking about, we talked about the stone, and I listened, and then after we finished talking about that particular part of it, we were talking about self-defense and being able to take care of yourself and proper nutrition and trying to get education and trying to grow yourself internally and spiritually and morally and all and ethically and all of these different things. And as I'm talking with this lady, I'm listening to the constant and repeated negativity that is coming out of her mouth and the negativity that is coming out where she's actually talking about how other people have done things that were negative and non-productive in her life. So I got to the point to where we all have our days. None of us are perfect. But I got to the point to where I said, you know, I have a question for you. Right now, you got married, engaged, whatever, umpty frat time ago. However, you're still pissed off because the ring that you got is not as large a diamond as the ring that you wanted or the ring that you thought you rated. So technically, you're mad at your significant other because that person didn't get you a big enough diamond. I said, okay, great. Here's my question to you. My question to you is, we've talked about a series of different things. We've talked about health. We've talked about religion. We've talked about eating, we've talked about exercise, we've talked about values, we've talked about money, we've talked about, you know, what you want to do with your life. I said, what are you doing to take care of you and your family? What are you doing to make yourself better today than you were yesterday? She couldn't say anything. She couldn't tell me anything. So I said, okay, so what you're telling me is that you're more pissed off and more trying to do something actionable about a piece of carbon, a diamond, that technically has absolutely no intrinsic value, no real value. Ladies and gentlemen, there are buildings with buildings full of diamonds. However, you're paying something, thousands of dollars, for something that's considered a precious stone. Newsflash, emeralds, amethyst, jade, some of those stones are far more valuable and far more limited in supply than diamonds. But because somebody, in their infinite wisdom, because it made them a fortune, came back and told you that diamonds are forever, that if you want to say it, you need to say it with a stone that's everlasting, a diamond. So now you're paying thousands of dollars, and you, not just today, but over a period of time, are still pissed off because your diamond isn't as big as the diamond that you wanted to have. And you're carrying that with you, and you're letting those toxins and all of that stuff come out of you on a regular basis. I mean, oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen, where the heck are we thinking? Where are we going? What is our purpose? What are the reasons that we're here? You know, you want to say that you've gotten older and you're out of shape. Well, guess what? Get off your couch, get out of the chair, and go do some exercise. Start eating some foods that are going to help you with your goal, if that's your goal. If you're happy where you are, then by all means, be happy where you are. But if you're not happy where you are, then stop complaining and do something about it. Stop acting like you're going to do something and then doing nothing. Stop making promises that you don't want, that you're not going to keep. Stop offering yourself to help someone if you're only going to complain because you helped that person, and now you want a kudos, you want a bone because you helped somebody. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone that's listening today, all I'm saying is that we all need to work on being better. We all need to work on understanding that none of us are perfect and all of us are works in progress. Can we all get better? Yes. Are some of us further ahead in the evolution of life than some others? Yes. Are some further behind? Yes. Does that make you or me any better than any one of them? No. Ladies and gentlemen, we all need to follow our heart. We need to try to create peace. We need to fall in love with ourselves, and then we can love other people. We need to show something called gratitude that we got up this morning, gratitude that we've got a roof over our heads, gratitude that we are able to make a difference or change our present by doing things today so that tomorrow will be better. We need to enjoy the little things that happen in our lives and stop taking them for granted. Stop acting like money is going to fall out of trees or that somebody owes us something. We need to dream big. You know, as Michael Port would say, you need to dream big. You need to be part of the Dream Big organization, the Dream Big Foundation. You need to believe in miracles, but you need to take action to do them. We all need to trust. Most of us don't trust anybody. So we're walking around in this constant analyzing state, trying to figure out who's going to not do what we want them to do. We need to stop looking at the cover of the book and open up the book and read the pages. How do you read the pages? By interacting with those people and stop prejudging them based on their shoes or their rings or the car they drive or the house that they live in. We need to really be real with what we're doing. We all need to discover our passion, and sometimes we need to be spontaneous. But let's be spontaneous in the sense of let's surprise somebody with how good we not only are, but how good we can be. Let's embrace every possibility to look at our fellow man with a positive light and to be able to help them. It amazes me how many people that I offer to help, and they act like I'm asking them for something. I mean, it totally amazes me how many people that I've stepped up and said, hey, how can I be of service to you? And they're like, so how can you help me?
I mean, what kind of gratitude would that is that? What kind of thanks is that? What kind of human interaction is that? You know, we also need to believe in ourselves. I think one of the things is most of us don't believe in ourselves. So since we don't believe in ourselves, we can't believe in anybody else. Because if we wouldn't do it for somebody else, why would somebody do it for us? You know, I had a friend of mine very recently that had a problem. He had a problem that had to do with his house. Well, I actually felt bad for somebody that's just, well, he's a good friend, but he's an acquaintance. He's a good friend, but he's also an acquaintance. I felt bad because this person had a problem that the only thing that they needed to be able to fix that problem was some money. Now, of course, it wasn't $100 or $200 or $500. It was a couple of thousand dollars. But I felt bad because this is really a great person that has a great family. And I felt bad because I wasn't in the position to just go into my pocket and say, hey, check it out. Let me go ahead and give you this. This is a loan, but it's a tax-free, non-interest loan, and when you get it, you could pay me back. Do you know how much that hurt me? Now, most of you probably don't really give a rat's tail. But my point is that I felt bad for something that really had nothing to do with me. I felt bad because I wanted to help this person and I wasn't in the position. I hadn't done some of the things that I needed to do to put me in the position financially to just go into my pocket or write out a check that's good, hand it to this person, and then get that feeling, get that joy, get that amazingly good feeling that I've had before because I've done it before to help someone out that needed help. That's a really great person. That's a good person. Ladies and gentlemen, my life and your life is now. We all need to find those 10, those 20, those 30, maybe even those 50 people that see how we see, that believe what we believe in a positive way without judging anybody else, and make our lives successful. We need to get away from those negative Neds, negative Nellies, and those sycophants that aren't going to do anybody any good until you do them some good. And then you're going to have to do some good for them again and again and again and again and again. And by the time you actually get something back, you've probably already paid for the service that they're going to provide to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to stop, appreciate, think, and listen. We need to help people out that want to help us. Not people that are helping us because they have an ulterior motive. Not people that are blowing smoke up our minds because they've got this big network. Well, guess what? A big network that you don't use is a waste because it means nothing. Your life is now. Today is now. Stop waiting for your day to come. Stop waiting for your moment to happen. Start taking an active, proactive role in making your life come true. Start believing in yourself and believing in others that also believe in you. As Les Brown would say, ladies and gentlemen, there's greatness within each and every one of us. And there's some people out there that need some help. If you're in the position to help them, help them. All right? I think that it's amazing. They say that youth is wasted on the young, and sometimes I think money is wasted on the rich because there's plenty of people that are rich, but they're not going to do anything with it to help anybody else. They're just wasting it. They're wasting time. If you've got more money, more resources than you could ever use in your lifetime, why wouldn't you help another person? Why wouldn't you do something good and not look for something back? You have already been blessed, and in some cases, you and I both know you may have been blessed and didn't deserve it. You may have made it through a job for 20 years or something and really didn't do anything but just stay in the corner long enough so that when stuff happened, nobody saw you, and then when you peeked your head up, you had the smile on your face. Again. Life is a beautiful thing in the world. The world is a beautiful place. There's a lot of people out there that truly are great people. And I'm telling you now, if you're a great person, then you're the type of person that I want to deal with. And I plan to be a great person when I deal with you. If you're a great person, you're the person that I want my children to deal with and my children's children to deal with and my neighbors and friends and associates to deal with. Let's get those negative Neds out of our lives. Or if we can't get them out of our lives, let's recognize them for who they are and what they are and then treat them accordingly. I didn't say treat them bad. I said treat them accordingly because they're stealing from you. They're stealing your resources. They're stealing your time, all right, and they're not respecting you or your gifts or your qualities. And for those of you that have been burned 1,000 times, I'm with you. I've been burned 1,001 times, probably 2,000 times. But I still have the belief that there are great and super and amazing people out there. I know that my day is going to come when in the sense of me getting all of the things that I believe I deserve and me being able to help all of the people that I believe I can help and giving them more so that they can live a life that maybe they never dreamt of. So it's coming. But never give up. Never surrender. Believe in yourself. Your life is now. Your life is today. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying if I upset anybody, all right, if the shoe doesn't fit you, then you shouldn't have it on your feet and you shouldn't be telling me that your feet hurt. But if any of what I said applies to you, then act accordingly. Do what's necessary. Find somebody that's willing to take your message or help you with your message. You don't have to be the greatest speaker or the greatest financial guru or the greatest writer or the greatest, you know, looking person or what have you. You just need to be a person that's willing to do what's necessary without hurting anybody else to live the life that you want to live. Stop going through life with blinders on. Stop acting like what you think and what you do doesn't matter. Or stop thinking that you mean everything and you are everything. Again, we're in a world where everything that all of us do matters and all of us are important. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying, hey, reach out. Reach out to your neighbor. Reach out to whoever it is that you need to reach out to. And live a life worth living. Leave a legacy. Take care, be well, and everybody, I wish you much success. As they would say, have a blessed day.